This month is PTSD Awareness Month, and we wanted to talk about ways to better support our first responders in Connecticut. We spoke with Bonnie Rumilly, who is a certified EMDR therapist for Fairfield County Trauma Response Team, Inc. And the conversation actually started with changing the term PTSD to PTSI.
Yes, and I really want to thank you very much for supporting our work. We know that you reach out to us from time to time, and we really appreciate it. What our team really does is tries to build awareness of first responder mental health. And as one could imagine, PTSD, or on our team, we actually refer to it as PTSI, post-traumatic stress injury, because we recognize that PTSD is treatable. We can get symptom reduction. We can help people have better lives. And sometimes when we call something a disorder or refer to it that way, especially in our first responder population, it sounds like we're giving them a lifelong sentence, something that you must live with that can never get better. And what we want to do is raise awareness and show our first responders that not only is it okay to get help and to seek it out, but that there is treatment. And our team is very proud of the work we do. We are all trained in EMDR therapy. We are all certified. And EMDR therapy is really the gold standard for treating PTSD or PTSI.
When did it become PTSI? Because I love that so much more.
Well, there are some of us in our field that work with first responders who've really started using that terminology. It hasn't been formally changed in the DSM, which is our mental health guidelines, basically for diagnosis codes. And it's just something that we've decided to do in our terminology so that we can help better fight that stigma. Because not only does the general population have a stigma with mental health, but our first responders have it even more. They're in a culture where it's really not okay for them to ask. Historically. And the good news is we're seeing a huge shift, especially in Connecticut first responders in all branches, police, fire, EMS, dispatch, animal control, corrections. We're seeing a huge shift. And our team is getting referrals. We're going out there and doing critical incident stress debriefings. So the word is out, and the changes that we're seeing in departments and in the culture is very, very encouraging. So if we could get something across to the listeners, it's that what everyone is doing is working. We're getting more and more first responders access to help.
And I know that the Fairfield County Trauma Response Team was started back in 2011. So in 15 years, you've certainly had a real impact on our first responders, you know, in the state of Connecticut, certainly. In fact, I've had some of the people who have been treated at FCTRT and have said that it was a tremendous success, which I want to talk about some of the things that you guys do for therapies. But in 15 years, what would you say has been the most surprising or the most eye-opening when you're talking to first responders who have gone through or have a post-traumatic stress injury?
You know, one of the most surprising things to us is that they don't believe what they're doing is abnormal. Because when you're a first responder and you're exposed to the amount of critical calls and traumas day in and day out, we have little traumas, big traumas, you start to minimize it inside of yourself and it becomes your norm. And so one of the things we've always been surprised about is what first responders accept as their norm. But in our education with them, we really try to get them to understand this might be normal for you, but it is abnormal. And so it's really okay to acknowledge all of the calls you've been on that bother you. Or if you've been, let's say, on a suicide call or the death of an infant recently, it is okay and acceptable to think of that life and to think of that as a loss. And yes, do you see a lot more of that than the average civilian? Absolutely. I mean, more than tenfold in a career, whether you're volunteer or paid. But what we really want them to understand is every single incident impacts you. And so the education that we're giving them now on what you're doing is abnormal, they're really understanding it. And we have people that have evolved over the 15 years and now call us the day after a bad call. And they say, look, I need to come in. I need a little bit of EMDR to work on this one. And then they'll go back out there and go on the next call. So it's been really beautiful and amazing for us to see that the culture is really accepting the change and willing to get to the place where they're doing maintenance now and not just damage control or crisis.
Mm. And it was actually, I failed to mention this before, it was the situation of the deadly fire in Stamford that actually triggered the start of the Fairfield, the trauma response team, right?
Yes, a group of therapists went out and helped dozens of firemen after that incident. And so that really was the birth of the team. And the therapists who started the team really understood at the time, wow, we don't have enough support for first responders. We don't have culturally competent therapists who can handle their culture and what they need to see and understand how they need treatment. And so the founders of our team really, really worked hard in the beginning to establish and to figure out guidelines on how they could help responders and get into departments. Unfortunately, not long thereafter, the Sandy Hook shootings happened.
Mm-hmm.
And again, our team was, again, in its infancy, but the team members at the time did more recruiting, brought more therapists on, and the team did a lot of work in Sandy Hook, specifically with some of the Connecticut State Police officers that were involved with the families and the incident. But we had a lot of other people, family members treated, children. Sometimes in a mass disaster, whether it be natural or man-made, our team will expand our services. And Sandy Hook was certainly one of those times where we were helping with teachers and other people in the community.
Bonnie is here, a certified EMDR therapist for Fairfield County Trauma Response Team. This month is PTSD Awareness Month, but I got to be honest, Bonnie, I'm definitely not going to call it PTSD anymore because it does make sense. We sort of put this onus like we created this disorder when really, when you think about it, you're talking about first responders, people who are literally putting their lives on the line to protect our communities, or the military who put their lives on the line to protect our country. So the idea that they developed a disorder when they were doing some of the most selfless acts we can imagine just seems like a really crummy onus for them to take on. So the idea of it being an injury, I do like that a lot better. Like that, just so you know, you changed me today. Just so you know, I will never call it PTSD again. I'm going to call it PTSI. And when they say, what is that? I'm going to explain it. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, I think the state should change it too. Just between you and me and the 60,000 people listening right now, I feel like we should change it. We should just change that. I like that. I think it makes a lot of sense.
Well, I was going to say it really speaks to language being important, and the language that we use around mental health is very, very important, because sometimes we end up pathologizing people or making them feel like there is no hope just in how we refer and talk about these issues. So we on the team try to be very, very thoughtful and intentional on the language that we use so that our first responders can have hope and understand that there is treatment available to them. And I know we're going to talk a little bit about EMDR. As you said, it's a little bit of a mouthful to say, but some of you that are listening may have read the Wall Street Journal article last weekend that was in about EMDR therapy. We love it because it really gets right to the root of the issue with first responders. So whether we're seeing more of a cumulative trauma or stress that accumulates over time, or whether we have one incident that is really causing trouble for a first responder, EMDR therapy is wonderful. We don't have to go into every detail verbally about the scene, about the call. We understand HIPAA confidentiality. And frankly, it's not necessary for a first responder to tell every single detail for us to treat them. And that's something that's quite attractive about EMDR to us and our clients. So what we can do is treat the root. And EMDR really works on the premise of bilateral brain stimulation. In trauma, it gets log jammed in the brain. And so with EMDR, we're getting both sides of the brain to talk to each other, communicate, in order to process that trauma.
How does it work, Bonnie? So take me into an appointment for EMDR. I'm sitting in front of you and you are doing this therapy. What does that look like?
Yeah, so after a detailed history and intake and getting to know you and doing real solid treatment planning and assessing, we will then get to the EMDR phase of things. And so we use bilateral stimulation, and so that can happen in a few different ways. Some of us use a light bar, which is a light that chases back and forth to left and right, and the eyes follow that light, which activates both sides of the brain. Some of us use what we call tappers, which is a vibrating device. You have a small probe in each hand, and you get simultaneous back and forth vibrations, which also stimulates your brain. And some of us do the old school way, which is eye movement and waving our fingers before your eyes. And so what we know is that in bilateral stimulation, the brain is processing the trauma and we're getting the feelings to move.
Do you find that it doesn't work for some people? I mean, that's probably a silly question, because that's like any therapy. It'll work for some and not others. But do you find that there's more of a success rate with either certain scenarios, certain people, certain jobs versus others? Do men do better with it than women, vice versa? I mean, do you find that it's more successful for some over others?
Yeah, we think it's the most successful type of therapy out there for anyone, by the way, for children, adolescents, civilians, first responders. There's no real difference in men and women. We do know that for people who don't really want to do a lot of warm, fuzzy, talk about your feelings and sit on the couch for 5 years, we know that getting in, getting to work, and having this tangible tool that gets to the root of things and makes you feel better, people really, really like that. What we see with EMDR is quick results. And if it's done properly by certified clinicians like on our team, we see a 100% retention rate that's been shown in studies. So EMDR has been around since the 1980s. It's been highly researched. It's used all around the world. And it really is the gold standard in terms of treating trauma. We can also use it for other things. One of the therapists on our team is training people on how to use it with substance abuse. We know that it can be used in eating disorders, OCD, you name it, and people can work on negative beliefs that they've formed inside themselves or on specific traumatic events that have accumulated over time or a one specific traumatic event.
So if people want more information, first of all, are you guys looking for more volunteer trauma-informed mental health clinicians?
Yes, we're always looking for culturally competent clinicians who would like to work with first responders. We do train them and get them to the place where we feel that they're ready to go out there and do the work. We offer trainings as a team around the state for clinicians to attend. You do have to be EMDR trained to join our team. So that is really important to us and important to our first responders. But yes, we're always recruiting, and we're always looking to get into new departments, to be having other first responders in the state exposed to us. We started in Fairfield County, and that's really where our roots are very, very strong. But we have decided to expand statewide. We are formally in Hartford and Litchfield counties with therapists on the ground up there running our team efforts in those counties, but we do plan to go statewide. And realistically, if we are called anywhere in the state to come and do a debrief or to take a referral, we will. And we do everything we can. We do not turn first responders away.
And this is all done on a volunteer basis. You're not getting paid.
Yes. No, we do not get paid. We do not have brick and mortar, so we don't have a building, an office staff. All 36 of us, most of us have private practices of our own, so we're running our own business and doing this in our volunteer time. And we're just all so passionate about it. But if you think of what goes into running a nonprofit, all of that work is done by all of us behind the scenes on our own free time.
Yeah, I think it's amazing what you all do. And so for those at home, who there's three buckets here. If you're somebody who would like to be a clinician and be part of this amazing team of volunteers doing great work, I'm going to put a link on our website. If you are somebody who knows a first responder who could really benefit from this, especially, I'm going to put a link on our website. And if you're somebody who wants to donate to a group of people who are truly making a huge difference for those who are suffering from PTSI, you will find the website all on our website, voiceofct.com. I'm going to put all that on the podcast for Bonnie. And Bonnie, I want to thank you and your entire team for what you do, making such a huge difference. Again, just supporting people who have gone through, honestly, what the average person would probably not even imagine ever living through. And so I thank you for the work that you guys do. And thank you to everybody with Fairfield County Trauma Response Team. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for supporting our efforts. And first and foremost, thank you to all of our first responders out there and everyone who supports them. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I echo that same sentiment. Thank you again, Bonnie, again, who is a certified EMDR therapist for Fairfield County Trauma Response Team, Inc. More information on our website, voiceofct.com.